Good morning. Welcome to the Waking Up Radio program of February 2nd, 2014. And I wanted to acknowledge before we start just the passing of Pete Seeger and challenge artists out there. Challenge artists and all of us to ask ourselves some questions that I don't hear over the airways, which doesn't mean we're not asking them, but it does mean we're going to have to force these discussions onto the airwaves just by the simple, overwhelming number of them happening out there. There is a land uncharted, known to so-called artists, so-called because we are all artists, that so-called artists know of, show of, but seldom, if ever, speak of. And they need to, we all do, called our bodies. That they know these artists, we all do. That power stakes a claim to, burns in its citizen brand, pounds in the earth our bodies, its stakes. That proclaim we serve its aims. And though all so-called artists know that for their art to flow at all, those stakes must go. They don't, or at least I've never heard them say, that every human being has the right to live that way, unbranded and unstaked. This land is our land, to grow without the firebrand glow of states burning in our flesh. This land is our land, to grow in freedom with our fellows unfettered and unbent. This body's my land, your body's your land, an earth oasis we live in freely. We're born for freedom. There's no stakes in us. This land is shared humanity, and it's time to claim it, retake it. This land is our land. Brothers and sisters, Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, is an account of what happens when a whole society does what it is told. But that level of conformity is what we're seeing when we arise and when we close our eyes. And with this in mind, we're going to look at the work of two guys slickening the trap that they hope will hold our global awakening back. In a page I put up called Digital Athens or Last Ditch Drama, which I'm actually going to be incorporating in this show. The people of Germany under the Nazis are no different from us, accepting our clothes and our shoes without asking questions, never demanding the slaughter's dismantlement. A virtual child on the loose in Boston was the excuse to test how far along we've advanced in our training in passive obedience, how deeply our bow to authority. And I think the results for power have been pleasing. How do we regain our leadership capacities is the same question as how do we reclaim our own reasoning capacities, is the same question as how do we regain our humanity. In the page I put up, Founding and Realizing a Test Site, I'm trying to show how the circular trap of official state ideology works. In the case of democracy, but noting that it works the same with other state legitimating ideologies. I'm hoping that if we can see that the only progress being made is toward tighter and tighter containment, although we are, with our ancestors' help, peeling away the layers of the illusion, that if we can see how we're merely tail chasing when we pursue the goal of improving democracy, that we can begin to step off that track and take the future back. All of us are kept focused on the narrow tasks before us, whether we're on the street, making a building, in a comfortable analyst seat, or in a laboratory, or in a legislature making policy. We're all encouraged to make our checklist. But the future, we continue to leave to the statesmen, and shadow more so, we'll see, than those in the limelight glow, who set our courses behind scenes, always pushing to the forefront the scientists, always telling us ad nauseum they're smarter than us. Until we refuse this narrowing of our thinking, the boxes, the hierarchy, the dehumanizing focus on function merely. We're not made for that, brothers and sisters. It's not our nature to be narrow, just the opposite. We want to encompass the all of it, but we can't do this in harness. We must end once and for all power worship, which exists behind the state's existence. It is the cause generative.